Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Vice President of the Chicago Teachers Union, Stacy Davis Gates. And Stacy, I'm interested in hearing what you've been hearing from teachers after the announcement yesterday about Chicago Public Schools.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. What I've been hearing from our members, it's a mixed bag. They are breathing sighs of relief. You know, the emotional stress of all of this has really been difficult for them to manage. And now they feel an extraordinary amount of pressure as well, because we have 33 days until the first day of school, and they are working furiously to, you know, close some of those gaps that we experienced last spring. And so it's both relief and pressure at the same time, which is an odd combination.
We heard yesterday that educators can go to schools and teach in real time from their classrooms. Are a lot of teachers going to do that?
Well, you know, we don't know that yet, to be perfectly honest with you. With this change in workspace, we are still discussing that with the Chicago Public Schools. Many things that were announced yesterday in the press conference was really and truly the first time we've heard them. And we've been talking to them all summer. So we're running to catch up to some of the ideas that they put forth yesterday to make sure, one, that the school communities are safe even for that. To that proper, you know, PPE and OSHA standards can be followed and so forth. So, like I said, a million details to work out in the next 30 days.
The official announcement yesterday came the day after word got out that the Chicago Teachers Union was planning on calling its House of Delegates together to consider a possible strike vote because of the union's skepticism that schools could reopen safely. What are you hearing about that from the rank and file?
Well, you know, I think people are making a lot of noise about that. Look, we convene our members. We've been convening our members on a regular basis, like every 2 weeks, to update them on the conversations that we've been having with the board. You know, we have a lot of active communication happening with them all the time on a variety of issues, but specifically this issue. And I would, you know, be disingenuous if I didn't say that we have to protect all of the stakeholders in the school community. This, you know, discussion is no different than the discussion that we were having last October with respect to schools and what folks needed. Look, you know, we're experiencing a very bloody summer on the streets of Chicago and many of the spaces where our members educate students. On top of that, these same spaces have been, like, just hit hard by infection rates and deaths from COVID. The social emotional supports that we're going to need in order to, like, effectively deal with parents and families going into the school year is going to be huge. And sometimes they don't hear us when we say it in the way that I'm speaking to you now. Sometimes they hear us when we get a little louder. It's a lot of emotional labor. I'll say that, you know, we have taken zero pleasure in any of the tasks that have been put before us since March. The decisions that we get to make are not ideal because the conditions have been less than ideal. So this whole concept of having to even consider a strike for safety was both disappointing and frustrating.
Mm-hmm. We're told that details of the new at-home model are going to be released in the coming days. What are you looking for? What do you hope will be in those details? Do you have any guesses?
I don't have any guesses. I know what we will offer in return, that this has to be centered around the needs of the educators the students and their families. We've got to create meaningful collaborations that help us get across the line. One thing that does worry me is this word normal that was put forth yesterday a lot. I don't know anything that's normal. I don't know, you know, most people in the working space who are working in normal conditions. So, you know, I do want to caution that the pandemic is in control and has been in control since March. We've seen the abysmal failure of government on the federal level to contain this and offer supports to states and cities. And so normal is not a word that I would use. I would use that we have to acknowledge the power and the danger of the pandemic, and then we have to partner together in order to figure out how to meet the needs of families. This is not simply an exercise in making sure kids are sitting in front of a computer. It's also an exercise in making sure that folks have the infrastructure so they can sit in front of the computer. It's an exercise in making sure that we create times where families can, you know, connect with the teacher, be coached, ask questions, receive support. Those are the things that I'm interested in, you know, innovating in this moment.
How much work is there for teachers right now as far as creating online curriculums?
What I would say is if you are partnered with a teacher in any, you know, way, shape, form, or fashion, I feel for you because it's going to be intense in your household for the next couple of months. And then for the educators who are also parents, the intensity multiplies because you are literally migrating an entire curriculum from in-person engagement to virtual engagement, and no one has perfected that because that's not how we do school. And if you know educators, they are perfectionists. And so it's going to be a lot of intense trial and error. There's going to be a lot of questions, a lot of stress, you know, and uncertainty. You know, we're going to be learning, you know, I think of this cliche, we are both building and flying at the same time, and that's the only way that I can liken it, and you're doing it with, you know, a plane full of passengers, so imagine that.
A lot of turbulence, for sure. In addition to being Executive Vice President of the Illinois Federation of Teachers and the VP of the Chicago Teachers Union, Stacy spent more than a decade teaching in high school. Do you miss it at all?
No, I don't. I miss being young because, you know, teenagers keep you young and hip. Well, you think you're hip. You're probably just lame, though.
yeah, right.
But no, I don't miss what I hear from, you know, our members about, you know, the difficulties of delivering instruction in Chicago right now. I taught in some very, like, tough environments, and I don't romanticize that experience for anyone. It was very, very hard. You know, this past summer, I'm like looking at the social media of many of our members, some of my former colleagues who are, you know, losing students to gun violence and the pain that they experience on a personal level, but also their inability to like ameliorate the pain for, you know, their classmates or be able to effectively help them grieve and process that trauma. Like, I just confronted with the reality of, you know, a scarcity of resources, a scarcity of good decision making. It's tough. It is really tough. And, you know, I take my hat off to all of our members, which is why I work so hard for them, because I know how tough it is. But I don't romanticize, you know, being a public school teacher on the South Side or the West Side of Chicago. Not at all.
Well, that's well said. And we thank you, Ms. Gates, and I hope you keep in touch with us. All the best to you and all the members and all the great teachers in our area. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. You all take care and be well.